Next month, a million or so North Carolina public school students between 3rd and 12th grade will start taking tests, lots of them. Reading and math tests for the younger kids, biology, algebra, and English for the older kids. Their scores will be tabulated and run through some servers at SAS Institute, a private company in Cary. Their software called EVAS will compare the test score the student earned to one a statistical model predicted the student should get. From there, that compared number, called a value-added score, will be matched back to the student's teachers. If the actual score is higher than the predicted score, that number will be positive and the teacher will be deemed to have added value. If it's lower, then that number will flicker like a scarlet letter in the teacher's digital file. It's all part of a growing movement to use data to evaluate teachers, and that's how it should be, says State Senator Jerry Tillman.
You may be the best person in the world, but if your students aren't making gains for the time that you have them, then we have a serious problem.
The value-added score started showing up a year ago in a section of the teacher evaluation instrument called Standard 6. Tillman and other Republicans in the legislature are currently considering numerous plans to use the evaluations to create merit-based pay plans for teachers.
And I'm saying, teachers, you ought to embrace that. With the end of tenure and the advent of contracts, the beginning of contracts, you're going to see lots of chances to make very good money when you can perform and your kids can perform at a high level.
Most teachers are not embracing it. One of them is Karen Dickerson, last year's North Carolina Teacher of the Year.
I do have some mixed feelings about just having seen the way that that EVAS data can go up and down based on your groups of students that you have each year, based on the assessments.
Dickerson teaches English at Grimsley High School in Greensboro. She has both high-achieving students in advanced classes and some at-risk students in basic courses. Those students are going to have very different test scores, of course, but more importantly for value added, they have very different potential for growth. EVAS is based on that student growth, not the test score itself. And the software is complicated and largely secret. Teachers, principals, even administrators at the state level don't know everything that goes into the model. Jim Key calls EVAS and Standard 6 a game changer. He's a former teacher and principal who's now an assistant superintendent in Durham. He worries that EVAS doesn't take into account the challenges being faced by poor and at-risk students that could affect a single test score.
Now, the statisticians, and I'm not a statistician, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, they would say that stuff should even out. And I think they're correct. I'm sure it does even out when you look at statewide data. But within a particular classroom, you know, you could have maybe a more than normal share of students that perhaps are going through some challenges within their personal lives.
North Carolina currently pays SAS about $3 million a year for EVAS. It uses 5 years of student test data, but does not take into account the socioeconomic status of a student, a factor often linked to student performance. EVAS was created by William Sanders, a University of Tennessee professor. In an interview with WUNC in 2011, Sanders said the statistical model has been frequently peer-reviewed.
This software is proprietary to SAS. That doesn't mean the methodology has not been reviewed. That also doesn't mean the validation of the accuracy of the results coming out of our software hasn't been checked.
SAS also sells EVAS to a number of other states, including Ohio and Pennsylvania. Other value-added models are being used in dozens of other places with bipartisan support. President Obama is a fan of value-added, but some of the president's education advisors have jumped ship. Linda Darling Hammond was one of President Obama's education advisors during his first campaign. She's also a professor of education at Stanford.
So the National Research Council has recently come out to say value-added should not be used as a tool to make decisions about teachers because it's very unstable, it's unreliable, turns out that it's biased.
One reason educators say value-added in Standard 6 of the teacher evaluation can be unreliable is that it's entirely based on children, some as young as third grade, taking long, boring tests. Jim Argent is the principal of Lake Myra Elementary School in Wake County and evaluates about 50 teachers using the more subjective Standards 1 through 5.
I'm a big believer that how students perform on an individual day is really outside of your control. How you can prepare them, how you can have sound practices, how you can do everything that is in Standards 1 through 5 more times than not, if you do standards 1 through 5 well, you're going to see good results in standard 6.
Standard 6 and value-added scores only directly apply, of course, to teachers whose students are tested. That eliminates tens of thousands of social studies, art, music, PE, and kindergarten through second grade teachers. Currently, those teachers' Standard 6 scores are based on school-wide data. Some teachers in these grades and subjects say a data-driven standard devalues their efforts and creates a two-tier evaluation system. State Senator Jerry Tillman, a former educator and superintendent, says a common-sense approach addresses the problem.
Yeah, I have evaluated teachers for 40-some years. And chorus, band, art, music, why not say this is a subjective thing with the principal? You don't have test scores, but I've got plenty that I can. How well do you perform in your choral groups? Are they welcome and the nursing home want to hear them? Do your art students have their art on display at the banks and so forth? Is it well acclaimed? You've got to be able to do that.
Tillman is one of the driving forces in education reform in Raleigh, and he's got a message for teachers who wonder what the future holds.
Well, I do think that paying the best teachers and the worst teachers all the same is a thing that will phase out. I do think that day is coming to an end, and it's probably not very far away, maybe a year.
Tomorrow, we'll take a closer look at what a new teacher pay model may look like in a year and beyond when the North Carolina Teacher Project continues. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.